Salaam alaikum. We enjoy saying that to you, brothers and sisters. I know I do. I love saying to you, Assalamu alaikum. To my brothers and sisters out there in radio land, it gives me great privilege, and surely I'm highly honored to be able to come to you. You know, there's so many things that is happening, and the problem I have is happening to those who are very close to us. And we try our best on Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent, Mirage Speaks, and we come to you 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year. But my job, and I believe I'm on the job, but I'm not working for myself. I feel I'm working for Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify his name, because I believe that things you ought to know, and if we don't dig deep and read, we won't know. And it disturbs me that we won't begin what we should know. You know, it's very difficult to try to say to those who listen but cannot comprehend. And I come to the conclusion that when they're not listening, you stop talking. There's no need to talk because they're not going to comprehend, but more important, they're not even going to listen. It's amazing to me. It's really amazing to me because when we followed the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we listened to him. And everything he said had came to fruition. And he tried to protect us for the future. And he said distinctly that one after me will come to you and give you your true religion.
I didn't write now.
And we didn't know how powerful that was. We wasn't interested in nobody coming behind
you. And a small message. And the timing, which you have called. When I arrived,
we didn't want him to go.
Thank you.
But we trust in Allah, and we accepted Allah.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time.
He removed
them.
But he said one will come after him. And we didn't really know what to do until the Honorable Elijah Muhammad asked his ministers to go with Wallace. That's what he said. Go with Wallace. And he knew, he was very, very educated to the point he knew his limitation, and he knew what we needed, and that was El-Islam, not Islam. He knew we needed the Quran. We was reading it once a year, but he wanted us to really get deep into it. But someone had to guide us, so he said one after him will teach us our true religion. So let's put that aside. He explained to us that why do we love the devil? And he said, because the devil gives you nothing, nothing. And I'm quite sure back then we didn't know who the devil really was until he said all white folks are devils. Now, today in your reading, you realize he really didn't mean that. But he didn't have time to teach us what snake in the grass was a poison snake. So he says, stay away from the snakes. Now, I use that metaphor because that got your attention. You understand you're not going to pick up no snake. If you pick up a snake, it might bite you. But there was a story that was put out, and it said a little boy saw a snake frozen, but it was trying to cross the river. And he picked up the snake and took him across the river. and he warmed him out in his bosom, kept him warm until he was able to move. As soon as the snake moved, he bit him. And the little boy said to the snake, "Oh, snake, I tried to help you to cross the river.
I didn't write
I
down.
Put you in my bosom.
But I just told her to be so kind
and carried
to
you
your
across.
Name, your phone number, and a small
and you
money.
Out, and
in the time
you
in which
me.
You have called. When
and
I arrive,
to
I'll be sorry to get right back to you.
He said,
thank you.
You knew I was a snake before you picked me up.
The mailbox
so the
is full and cannot accept
I'm
any messages at this time. Goodbye.
What I was created to do. I got fear, I'm going to bite you. If I'm hungry, I'm going to swallow you. That's his nature. And what he was able to do, what he wanted to do. However, but it didn't mean the physical snake. You see, when someone whispers in your ear, and today they don't have to whisper in your ear. All they got to do is put the news on. And we go for the news. And yet we find out later on we've been bit. Well, now I'm like Muhammad said, it was snakes before you picked them up. And you picked up that snake. So that snake today is very sophisticated. He comes across your screen. He comes across your radio. He comes across the internet. He comes across every technology that we have today. Isn't that something? But yet we trust him. We trust them because most of them are devils. But we want to be humble and we want to be able to not call anyone the devil. But you don't realize that what you see today that's going on is Satan. And we don't have a clue what is Satan. Because we was hung up that Satan was down in God's earth. Everything comes from the earth is a blessing to us. But he's down there with his pitfall and his red face that he's coming against us. Isn't that amazing? That's really amazing, brothers and sisters, that we accept that. Unconsciously, I'll give you a way out. You don't realize that you have now fallen victim to that man. And that man don't care anything about you. He ain't trying to help you. That snake is trying to kill you. And the reason he's trying to kill you is because he owe a debt to God that he wants to prove that we are less than what we say we are. We don't follow Allah. We don't believe in Allah. Who do we believe in? Man. We believe in man and that man that chose to be able to represent Satan. And it's happening every day. My God, is it happening? And we allow them amongst us. We allow them to hear. Even the president of the United States, who's no longer the president, but he said something very profound. He said fake news. And I hear all the time that they say, where is the news? What's going to make us better? Why are they not teaching us what we should take in the intake of our body to cut out this thing that they call COVID-19? And you can't tell the most intelligent people. You say, why, Brother Rod? Christians don't know. Oh, yeah? Yes, the Jews don't know. Okay. The Hindus don't know. Oh, yeah? Well, who knows? Well, we are the most intelligent people on the planet. Why? Because we read the Quran. Guess what? I found out most people that are reading the Quran, not reading the Quran, they don't even trust in Allah. They have no clue that God is over this earth and nothing move, not a leaf from the tree. But yet we will be fear in what they tell us to do. Oh, that bothers me. That bothers me to the point of becoming stupidity. You know, we are some of the most intelligent people. I had to a doctor, and he was trying to tell me as if he was a scientist what is it and what is not. And they ain't told me I'm a doctor. I should know. You don't know a damn thing, doc. Because if you knew something, you would be out there trading and fussing that you do not take something you don't know nothing about. You do not put something in your mouth or in your arm that you have not checked it out. What is it? Why do we love the devil? Because he gives us nothing. All of a sudden, he loves us now. All of a sudden, they're going to save us. All of a sudden, they're trying to kill you in the hospital. Just so happen, Allah rewards you and gives you a blessing, you might as well say, because these doctors are trying to get paid. They got a nut to crack, buddy. And so, therefore, they're going to tell you what you ought to take. Isn't it amazing? Any telling the people will tell you. You mean you take that which is harmful to you? So what do it do? What that medicine does, what in the world would you take anything that says it has side effects? But you don't know what the side effects. Give you a big letter there. Do you read it? I don't know. Most of y'all don't read it. Most of y'all don't care. All you want is to stop your kidney from bleeding. All you want is to stop your organs from acting in the way it ought not to act. Oh, they'll put a Band-Aid on it, but they're going to mess with all the other organs. So I can't say to you what I would do because it's not going to help you. And then we got a new one. You're all not the same. Now, yes, anyone that don't know Allah would say that. But we all created as one. So where did that come from? Oh, I know. Some of you are obesity. You know what they found out? They just said there are men in shape are dying. And they call it COVID-19. In shape. And there's obesity people wearing so much weight, but they ain't dying. So you can't tell me about somebody's weight. Yes, it's a good study that you shouldn't want to be obese. But those men and women not dying like most people are dying, and most of them is the one that think they in shape, and they shooting all this poison in their system. We don't have a clue. Where is Satan? Did you not know that Satan was promised to you all the way to your grave? You don't. Because if you do, why the hell do you trust him? See, this is the problem. This has become a major problem because we're supposed to be working. The only way you have faith in God, you got to be working. You got to help your soul. Because if you don't help your soul, you're not going to exist. Because the Holy Quran tells you to return to your soul. We put a little more emphasis, return to your deen or fitra. That's good. But who knows what the hell you just said? God is saying return to your soul. It's in the Quran. That's correct, brothers and sisters. So you have to Allah Khan is telling us in our intellectual mind. He speaks to you. And those who praise him that say that they serve him and people amongst people of the faithful workers, those people make it to paradise. I heard Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, I'm a student of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, says some good things about a good brother, and he said, he's in paradise. But if you go and read, Jesus said he will see the Christians and the Jews in the hereafter. That's what Jesus said. And we don't put one prophet over another because Allah said that, but some of us can't comprehend it. Allah said, O you Jews and Christians and Sabbians, that there's no burden on you if you believe in one God. So Jesus was correct that you will make it to paradise. So Jesus said, we will see the Christians and the Jews in the hereafter. So what's wrong with their Bible? Well, Allah said, don't judge them about the Quran. They haven't read the Quran. Judge them by their book. That's what he said. We just want to be the judge. And you don't know who you're judging. So today, as a human being, to understand that we have to describe things that are amongst us, everything is being disrespected. Today, we are human beings, but we are disrespected. Amongst everything, that's including God. They are literally disrespecting God. And we are supposed to fight back that we don't be exposed to the corruption. We should not to be have mercy and knowing we're being abused. We're literally being abused. We're being mistreated. And so we are living in a very serious time to be disposed and disrespected amongst everyone, including God. Living in a serious time for the truth, but people deceive us. On the part of the human being, we are deceived. But we are very serious and don't know this is a serious time. What is going on in the leadership of the world, of the government? There is clear signs that we are at end of the road from corruption and lies. But Allah says, Lamadin, this is the day of religion. Yep, religion, judgment day, is expressing that in the Quran, what is Lamadin. And when we realize what is Lamadin, and we come to the conclusion why Allah gave us that, it seems like we should know what deen means. Deen means religion, and it means religion. Yama means day. Yama Deen means the day of religion. That is in scripture. Judgment. What is judgment day? Judgment, the beginning, as expressing the day of what? Day of religion. So it was started that got in the business, Satan decided to go in the business of religion. See how he do things you created, and now he's going to go in and destroy it. When Satan saw it, he set himself up, polls anything that's going to help us. So was the beginning of religion, it was also the beginning of the world of Satan. Satan is not going to let you get away. Yes, you're going to have needles sticking. Yes, you're going to have bastion. Yes, you're going to not have knowledge how to stay away from it, because he's going to dominate all of the airways, and you will never get it. And this is Satan. This is who he is. And so we have to understand that we don't have a clue who Satan is. He can come to you any way he wants to, and he can converse you. He does not have no power over us, but he will talk to your appetite. And what is your appetite, brothers and sisters? You ever think about it? I don't think so. You don't know what you're weak for, and you don't have a clue that he is tricking you and conning you, bamboozling you. You've been stabbed, brother, sister. But I think we should look at the world and hear good news and see the connection with the human person. Yes, that's what we need to do. And then we will understand our role and how we should be who we are and how we want good news. Prophet Muhammad brings you good news. This was always written. And if we don't understand good news, you wonder why you don't get good news. But there's no angels leading us, brothers and sisters. One amongst us will lead us. But as soon as we find one amongst us, we neglect him because he has ability you don't have. And God blesses who he pleases when he pleases. I wanted to teach on something that I was learned by Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, but I always find out there's no time. And sometimes I'm rushing, but we don't know about the prophet. We have no clue what the prophet is here for. But yet, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about one will come after us and teach us our true religion and show that Imam Wallace Muhammad did just that. But why are we not together? Because they feel they didn't come amongst them. They feel they didn't go to the college and learn about people that comes over here. And I want you to know something. When I was in Florida, a brother from Egypt, he asked to see me. He came to see me, and he said, "Brother Murad, I got a problem." Now, he in my house telling me he got a problem. "What's your problem, brother?" He said, "I never accepted Islam." I said, "What are you talking about? You're doing the Jummah." He said, "Yes, I learned in my college over there to be a Muslim, but I didn't really accept Prophet Muhammad, prayers, peace, upon him." "Well, who are you accepting?" "Nobody." "So why did you choose Islam?" He said, "Because they wouldn't bother me over there. And they allowed me to get away, and I can do things on my own, so I was free. Until I got caught." Now, I respect that. Because I kept saying, if there's no democracy in those countries, then who is teaching Islam? Well, the rich people, family, got their beauty parlor, got their nails, and anything else. You don't even know they come there. Well, have we ever thought about taking what we have and come together as one? No. We practically don't give a damn. Yes, there are people out there that walks amongst us, want you to think that's in Islam, but they're not. So I want to know, do you or can you tell me that you know who Satan is? Because some of y'all are following Satan and don't believe it. Well, I'm here to tell you that if you're talking tonight, you're not going to get an opportunity to speak. But I gave you my escalator. my expert opinion. I gave it all to you, and what more could I do? There's no more I can do. They reconnected me now. I didn't hang the phone up. The phone just got disconnected. Well, they have a right to do that. They have a right to come into your living room. And you say, why is that? Because they own you. You don't have your own communication, so they're coming in. That's what they do. And we have to accept them until we got to get our own. But I heard a man say, and I heard it come from the man, one of them, but he gave credit to a preacher. The preacher said, we are our consumers, and we give out trillions of dollars every year back to the powers that be. And he said, but we spend foolish money. If we would just take that foolish money and put it together collectively, we'd be powerful. They can't. But I don't know what she's going to find in books because she's another type of person. Oh, she's interested in her food and her clothing and her children. Everything else went out the window. So she didn't care about money. She just spent it. And you can't just spend money. So we would pull back and put our waist together, we'd be strong financially. I thought that was so unique. But everybody has a gift. You have to search for it and what you can do to survive because most people got the money to hire. But we don't have the clientele, nor do we have the whereabouts to get things done, so we don't get it done. I believe one day, but it's not going to come if you don't get up and do it yourself. Because when it comes the time to just park your car, that's easy. But the hospital was very, very, very good for us because a lot of people came tumbling down, but the money was there. And things like a lot of people still will work hard for someone else. It happens like that. But I want to tell you this, because I'm not going to throw on that too much. But so many people dying from these needles, and you have not heard of it. Who's keeping it a secret? Now, all these school teachers had to come back with a shot, and they are dying like flies. Ask you, do you ever check where your neighbor is? Because a lot of people don't know where their neighbor is. Are, and most people pretty much don't care. So we say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, and the praise and the thanks is for God. And we thank him for the gift and the blessings for the mortal human person, Muhammad, the honorable and noble servant and messenger of God. What follows that salute, that translation of that all its salutation to the last and the seal of the Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. That is mentioned in the Bible. It's mentioned in Ijil. Surely Allah will speak the truth. And we say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen, wa salatu wa salam, wa salatu wa salam, you know, I want to thank my sisters out there. They come with some strong questions. And I'm not going to talk on one question that I see you all trying to get ready for. And it's a big promotion. But if you're listening to noise, it's right. You can be at a store working and hear that same noise. You can be in your kitchen wondering what that noise is all about. Well, they had the mic on when you was in the store, and they had the mic on when you left out. They can pick up anything. So sometimes you have to go do what you have to do. And they want you, you got to go out. When they need your fight. Well, that's kind of strange because I'd be in my car and I hear noise and I say, how did that get in my automobile? But I'm like Muhammad said, tap my phone. All you're going to get is the truth. That means you're not going to get in no trouble. But these phones the brothers have that decide to put, all you got to do is start feeding into what they want from you. And that's the corporation to do what they want you to do. That's going to come back to haunt you. The people today are independent and enjoy being independent. I don't have a clue what they I have no clue. But let me tell you about these conversations. I didn't want to open the line today. I opened the line Saturday because people are asking questions about Islam, and I don't mind that. Don't get me wrong. But we got four or five witches, and you think they're doing a great thing. I'm going to tell you that it comes to my attention that this is designed. So these teachers decide to find out that too many of them are dying, and they decide to walk out. It's got nothing to do with the children. It's got nothing to do with the education. They don't trust what's going on. And as soon as one got that shot, for whatever reason, it's like passed on, and a lot of people are losing their life. Well, they're going to tell you that. That's too scary. And they're going to tell you what one died from. Furthermore, you're not going to do nothing about it anyway, so they ain't going to give it to you. But they won't even teach you what you should take in and what you should not. And all these different things that you have to buy. One day you're going to want to buy it, and you ain't going to get on that pool and get it. So they're asking you, who out there got a car? This is what's happening. But once again, I'm not going to speak about it. Let's talk about who is Satan. You got to understand that Satan is one of the creatures. There was three of them, angels were first, then the jinn, and then came us. So Satan decided that he wanted God to give him permission to be with us all the way to our grave. Now, why would God allow that to happen? Well, that's our test. He will assist us if we get real bad, but that's our test. No one made a pact with anybody that they would help kill us. But Satan got you believing that this is one drug, and this one, you did what you had to do. That's what we want. We want to be checked out, but they ain't giving it to us. And so Satan decides we get in the way, and because he would get in the way, he's got to put a stop to us. And only those who know Satan can tell what is Satan, what isn't, because he's a very secretive. He marched in the way he knows how to kill and not be killed. And so therefore, it's big trouble in America and this woman. And all we have to do is pay attention to the crime and forget about all these different patterns that one guy allowed to come to your head. So what we decide to do is I was going to have the person on the phone that can give this to you straight and give you time to go and do your research. But they know everything. They know who's sick, who isn't sick, who's on the phone, who stay up late. There's this cold blood calculated for one to stay in the precinct until this time comes to come out and get you or inflict you with something that can turn. But our radio show is not stopping any of this. He wins. He's going to disturb your life all the way to your grave. You can dress it up any way you want. You know, I guess if I was a weak man, I wouldn't be teaching y'all anything. I'd be crying. I would literally cry that so many people you love is literally killing themselves. You can't do nothing about it. They're in denial. They don't want to listen. And who am I? Who is he, man? Why was Steve Muhammad? Who did he come out? What Sheikh taught him? All these questions asked. So why would you follow him? Well, you don't know how to follow him. That's what I believe. You know, brothers and sisters, I don't have nothing else to say. If thoughts come to my mind, and I say, you know, and I say, I can't tell you that. I cannot tell you that because you ain't going to like it. You're not going to like what's happening. You can't understand what's happening. You got China who is assisting us in our health, but we're trying to take time. We're talking about war against China. China is ignoring all of that. They're trying to get you what they can get you. Every mess that's in this country, well, let's look at it this way. 99% of those meds that come in the country come through China. So China can shut us down, but they pat them on the back and they rather take, they know what is in them drugs. They know that drugs can take you out. Again, people want to know this. They want to know that. What did you say? I want to know this. I want to know that. And yes, you're supposed to give it to them if you have it. And you, I know I am. I'm proud to do that. But for some reason, they're not listening. So Satan, that jinn that's in you, you have a right to make that jinn Muslim. Muhammad the prophet prays peace upon him. But because that he stayed in his nature, he didn't have to be bothered with Satan. Satan couldn't do nothing with the prophet. When Jabir was called by Allah, he called him. He literally called Jabir. You know, don't call him Gabriel. You know, that's what the Bible called him, but it's the same person. It's in the Bible. He was called. And God wanted to show him, Jabir, his creation. And he's not no great angel. You can't call him an angel. He was a creature. And so he called Gabriel in and he said, my Lord, how could anyone go wrong in such of a creation? He's right. Beautiful creation. Who will? And then Allah said, look at it again. And so he showed us right there that Satan is changing this whole world of understanding. But Allah gave him permission. He has the freedom to do the way he was created, but he's going to pay it in the final day of judgment. And so therefore you find out that Satan, his schemes are weak, but we are fearful of him because we are scared that God didn't help us in the past, but he's not going to help us now. But I'm saying to you, just think about what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did us. My God, you can't change no prostitute in 20 years, 30 years. She could go out or he could go out there and be in a pimp and change himself when he wanted. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was so powerful that people didn't want to eat pork in front of us. People didn't want to do the despicable things in front of us. We was handling that. We handled everything. We're helping women tremendously. Why? Because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So he said, one will come after me, and he will give you your true religion, and that was his son. Well, we accepted. Some of us didn't. It will not stop me from doing what I know how to do, because that's the way my mama taught me. So it's in some of us, and some of us don't have it, so we don't care anything about it. But we have to try to get better. We have to talk to these people and understand what you're talking about and put it in a proper perspective. Now, it's a way of coming on this phone and just take my radio show and just destroy it by giving you everything that I know. First of all, you should back it up before you're able to speak. I can back it up. Just go right there in the Holy Quran. It's right there. If you study the Quran, you see every day Satan has a right to be upset. There's too many of us that go to the masjid and sit down and study and listen and comprehend what we're reading. That's alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Rabbi Al-Hadith. So I'm saying to us, you better trust one another. But some people read and some don't. Some can get understanding and some cannot. And some don't give a damn and some pray that he or she can understand. And I heard a sister just last night say that. Don't worry about money, she got plenty of it. Don't worry about what you don't have. Keep doing what you're doing. So to talk to people 1 o'clock in the morning, which I should be in the bed, is very rough to do. But all of this is depending on who we were, even when Willie Lynch back then. I mean, what makes you think Willie changed? He said 1,000 years, he should be able to rule us. We don't give them, they don't give us food, clothing, and shelter. We made it through that struggle. And then we were afflicted with diseases. We made it through that struggle. Then they incarcerated us with no money. They didn't give us a proper deal. You know, I saw a black woman locked her daughter up for a whole year, starve her to death, wouldn't feed her. But she's alive. 12 months later, she's alive. But the lawyer said it on oath. Nobody locks their child up for a whole year. There's something wrong with her. So, Yana, you should deal with a mental problem here. You're sending her to jail for life. He gave her 35 years. And she had to be 30 herself. Might be older. But who would send someone to jail if they got a mental problem? Us. And who's checking how many people that this woman sent to jail look like us? So they gave her 35 years. And because he told them to shut up, he didn't curse. He said, shut up. She couldn't hear it. Probably was bothering her brain what they were going to do to her. He probably knew it. But she didn't tear the coat no more. But some people don't have it all. They go not go out and either look for you or use their own money. That's how they did this young lady. Then the girl that got shot, they gave her $25 million. What is $25 million, brothers and sisters? She's dead. Sure, you can use the money. But that's all she was worth. And this young lady can go to jail because she abused her daughter. Yeah. We need leadership. And not just men. We need women to want to lead. We're failing. We're falling by the wayside. We're not in love with each other anymore. We love to be by ourselves. We love to not come out. We love to not associate with anybody at all. And this is not an Islam at all. We should be in love with each other. God created us to love. And he created us to be as one ummah. And we come together as one ummah and serve each other, mankind, we'll be pleasing to Allah. He will give us a connection again. Our nature, the world, the first parent, Adam and Eve, we don't study them. We don't even know that they exist. We just say, okay, but they have no clue. Allah says we're the type of Adam. But this will put you in a better position of progress if you know anything else that can tell me the difference that the first communications with Prophet Muhammad. I'm talking about a man that grew up in this society. Prophet Muhammad, God said, read. Read in the name of your Lord that created. And he said that because as a man didn't have opportunity to read, didn't have opportunity to know his father passed away while he was in the womb of his mother. But he speaks highly of him. And you too should speak highly of your father. And to the right way. But you got to be put in a position to want progress for the greater of the community. You should want to be first in community with the Prophet Muhammad. God says, read. Read in the name of your Lord that created. He did not say read in the name of him, the Lord of all the worlds. I am Allah. No, he didn't do that. So we can't do it. No compulsion in Islam, but we can calm him down. So we have to understand that this is a world, real world, and because it's a real world, it's time for us to unite. If we don't unite, we're not going to be able to crack this helmet that's coming across. You got hit with a helmet. But this one got a crack in it, meaning we could stop it if we wanted to. I'm going to cut my talk short tonight because there's things that I am doing in trying to establish jobs for all of you. And anytime you can put a corporation together and it can be financed and supported and can give you a great deal of money into the next trial. You have problems. You should call the number. And you should look at it and realize that sometimes you have to see things yourself. And I sent all of you everything that pretty much came to me, going Instagram, going Facebook, going anything. I sent it to you. I just push the button, and it all comes to you. And if, in fact, you would just make sure you take care of yourself, my God, you will be successful in getting over this virus. You got to put those meds down, pick up those herbs. Don't go to just a body shop. I'm sorry, a body store. No, you go to a body pill. No, don't take time. You go to a body shop. And they have to say, well, vitamin shop. If they say a vitamin shop, that's what you want. All that is pure. And you'll be able to help yourself. There's hospitals, there's nurses, and different physicians that can help you, but that costs a lot of money. So you can pretty much do it yourself. And I admit that sister, she was out of sight, but I wanted to talk to her. She couldn't talk to me. She had things to do. And so that's the way I accepted it. And then she said she wanted to talk to me. Because so many people that listen that I can tell them certain things could be very, very beneficial to them. I said, whoa, alhamdulillah. But they will block them. And we'll find out that people come here. And what I was trying to get to, I told you the story about of all that comes here and how they sent these people to jail for not checking them out. And it's not the proper thing to do because the girl's already bad off. You finally got off and thought everything would be all right, and they said, nope, you got the wrong support. You have to come back. They're looking for another fugitive. They let him out by mistake. And they expect him to come right back. Man, he kept in jail for 20 years, 30 years, and then he gets free, and you're going to say, oh, he has another stick on him. And you know what they put out? Dangerous. How is he dangerous? How is he dangerous? Because what he's going back for ain't no felon. But they want to put them in jail. Why? Because people own the prison. They got to get paid. Yes, you got stimulus money coming to you. They're coming out with a law. The Democrats trying. And the law says that they got a lien on you. They can take your money. And they're trying to fight that because they don't want that. How are you going to help someone, and then you're going to put them in bigger debt? They own their mortgage. Yes, they own their landlord. Yes, they own their credit cards up to the highest it can go. But you don't want to help them. Well, I don't know, $1,400 will at least make them feel good for a month. Then they're back where they started from. They should be giving out their money every week. They got it. Triggers about they should be giving up, but they're not going to do that unless you tell them that they'll do that. You just write off the idea that we owe you for slavery. Yeah, and then they give it to you. See how they do things? They'll put you in a situation and squeeze you, and you have to either accept or sell out. But look at the world. Good news. And you see what Allah is trying to connect you with. He's trying to connect you with the human person, the mentality. So Allah is saying to us, this is happening for a reason. It is written, it will be in Revelation. But if you don't have faith, you don't get up and want to do something for yourself, and if you don't trust in God, that's all you got to do, brothers and sisters. Ramadan is coming. You got to trust in God and do what you have to do. Take a step Allah takes two. That's what he said. He will take two if you take one. And we give thanks to the Prophet Muhammad. He is the mercy to all humanity, as he is Muhammad. And we want to be able to do that because we respect what he has done for us. We thank him, Al-Mazdi Muhammad, for studying this ever since he is 4 years old. And my God, did he give it to us. Thanks, Sarat. Sarat, you should know he's a popular man. He was there speaking on behalf of Malcolm. Because why? You taught him. Brothers and sisters, the Muslim Journal is the only communication we have. This show is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Mirage Speaks, and we come to you 7 days a week. And we all should take our subscription, whether it's 1, 2, or 3, from the Muslim Journal so it don't die on us and we don't have the finance to get it out. This will help. Buy 1, buy 2, and give it to your neighbor. That's barakat. But we do have money, and we do can have a piece of paper in your hand so you can touch it and feel it. But the Muslim Journal needs all the support it can get, especially with this COVID-19. And she can do a lot. I'm quite sure she learned a lot, so she can do a lot. And once you understand the seal of the Prophet, you'll realize that's you. That's what Allah is saying to us. Remember, the men for him had the same gift. It was in them. It's just that they didn't come out and they wasn't choose to teach what they know, but they had the same as the Prophet before the Prophet. And today, the Imam tells us to learn the student of the Quran, and he would give it to you so you can see what the Prophet meant by things he has said. That's very, very clear. If I was saying, I think I speak English pretty well. So, well, I have no excuse. But when the Prophet Muhammad, prayer, peace, pardon, was talking to Imam Wazi Muhammad, because he says, I follow Imam Wazi Muhammad. And I'll be honored to be able to serve the people who taught me. And you got to be humble like that. That's the way you have to be. I want to thank you for listening. And I say anything to hurt anybody, I surely didn't mean from the bottom of my heart. If I say anything incorrect, I'm human. I can make mistakes. But if I say anything to inspire you, to inspire me, to stand up on my 2 feet, and if I want to look in the sky, that's your prerogative, Murat. But if you do anything to hurt this woman, I believe I would have got that before. But you got it. And tune in tomorrow, Wednesday, as Imam Eli Obey, and he teaches the Tashi of Amir Wadati Muhammad. When we give you, we don't have a school of thought, no, the Imam. But he does give you what God says. He quotes the Prophet. And if it's in the Hadith, in this sincereness behind it, he will accept that. However, he's very sharp, and you can be on the corner, and that's the way I can close out. But if I say things allow you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your being, not the future and the nature in which you is credit, was given to for you, and I stand up for the brothers who, if in fact that you understand that tonight was a day of bad news. I assure you, I didn't want to give you all that I'm hearing. But I'm saying to you, prepare yourself for the month of Ramadan and look forward to it because it is a blessing. And more important, if I said anything incorrect, I'm human. But if I get you to come to your spirit and your soul and your being of the future and your consciousness of the taqwa, of course you give that credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if in fact that we understand all the prophets, I always like to use the first prophet, the first man, our father, Adam. So we bring greetings from you, say, As-salamu alaykum. And we say our brother and father of the intellectual mind, because all it means that he go out and seek the knowledge, and he had it. And his name is Abraham, but we call him Ibrahim, and we call him father because he did something most people couldn't have done before him. And our brother, the prophet Ibrahim, is our father of the intellectual mind of all nationality. And Jesus Christ means Muslim, and he did his job. And we salute him with the excellence. So the prophet Muhammad, the seal of the prophet, when we salute him, we salute every last prophet that we don't even talk about or don't even know anything about. But we give him credit. And so that's why we say peace and blessing be upon the prophet, his descendants, and his companions. Sharia Allah speaks the truth. And Eliyahu Bey comes back on Thursday. And don't forget our beloved brother, our beautiful engineer. He's traveling, but he always takes care of his business. And we thank him for it. One day we'll be able to reward him, inshallah. And we have to also make a dua for those who are out there, because Musa comes on Fridays on Blog Talk Radio, New Alpha Excellent. He comes up for Juma, because he does Juma on the Navy base, and he likes to keep it pumped in so those who can't make it around the globe, he was able to talk to him. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, was there to be. And then tomorrow, on Saturday, well, I come on at 5 o'clock, ask Marad, whatever comes to your mind, you can ask me. On Saturday, my niece, Salima Muhammad, and her sister, Dr. Nadira Muhammad, my niece, both of them, has a beautiful show, excellent show. And they come on to talk about home care, which is a necessity, it's not a luxury. We're proud of them. And Dr. O comes back on Sunday from 7 to 8, and she speaks about you are your own physician. We love her dearly. And thank you all for listening, and may Allah bless you to be able to stand up on your two feet. And we say, oh Allah, bless those who passed away, separate their faults from their goodness, as thou separate the east from the west, and grant them Jannah, paradise. And oh Allah, those are ill and sick, and some in the hospital, some are not. We want to say, if you are ill, we ask Allah to lift the burden from you and allow you to be free of that illness. Surely Allah might speak the truth. But we also pray for those who are helping those that can't help themselves. Don't think it goes in vain. That's barakas. Barakas get you in paradise. And those who would love to give but can't, for all good intention. So we ask Allah to reward you all for that. Sure, Allah. I'm your host tonight, Farhad Muhammad. And I say to you all, peace and love, and a beautiful greetings. Assalamu alaikum.